It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Holland. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, let's go. Oh, I got this vision. Why this song? Because I remember dancing to this at September's. Lit out of my mind, just, you know, in those bell-bottom brown polyester pants and my shirt cut halfway down. Chris Perkins, I think, was right next to me. Perk, good morning. How you doing, man?
Big Joe, hey, I remember those days, man. I remember those days. I don't want to go too deep into that, but I was around. I was young, but I remember.
Hey, Perk, I remember seeing you in the morning after you'd been out all night, and I got to tell you, in the old days, the beat writers, these guys are a bunch of wussies, man, compared to you guys.
Yeah, no, I could throw up soft.
Alex Marvez, one of the great all-night runners of all time. You want to go through that list of guys that were...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're talking big-time power brokers. These guys go to bed early now and get up.
Oh, yeah.
They're not They're not out saying here in last call. They don't.
No. You know that. Back then, Edwin Pope started it out, but me and Marvez and Darlington, we carried the torch. Yeah, the kids are soft now, Joe. I'm not afraid to say it. These kids are soft nowadays.
Yeah.
You know? We need some tougher beat writers out here. Last call beat writers, man. That's what we need, man. These are happy hour beat writers, Joe. We need some last call beat writers.
Oh, yeah. I look at that group when I'm up there at camp and I'm sitting, and you guys all sitting by each other in the first couple rows, and I go, what a soft group right here. These guys would be in bed early getting ready for tomorrow. Ain't nobody going out and having beers and then making that call to the little lady, I'm going to be a little late getting home. I don't think they do that anymore, Perk. Hey, Perk.
No. Adam Beasley carries that torch with me. Stop it, Dean, used to a little bit. But, yeah, we got to crank up. Joe Shad can crank it up, but we got to get Omar cranked up every now and then. He'll misbehave every now and then. Ferronis will misbehave every now and then. How happened? But we got to get more regular guys, Joe. We got to train them right. We got to bring them up right.
I just don't see. Matter of fact, now all the beat writers are like private. I've said something to a couple of them. They go, why do you care about our private life? I go, you write about everybody else's stuff. Why would you get mad? I'm asking, like, are you in a relationship? Whoa. It's nobody's business. Boy, it drives Barry nuts when I do that to Barry Jackson. Hey, we got a bunch of stuff to get to here. I've been all over. I want to get to some of the stuff you've been writing about, but I want to ask you this. So we were talking about top quarterbacks in AFC. Listen, Josh Allen, I don't know how many people out there that really follow football don't think Josh Allen's a top five quarterback. Do you think Josh Allen's a top five quarterback in the league?
Yes, I do. The dude can make plays in any situation, yes.
He's durable, too, by the way. The guy does not miss games, whether he's jumping over you, running through you, or throwing it 90 yards down the field. So who else would you have in there besides, obviously, Mahomes?
Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Let's see, AFC. That's probably our top guys, right? Then you've got, like, Tua what's my man in Jackson, Trevor Lawrence.
Lamar's got to be in there. He's the MVP. You got Herbert. Okay.
And then we got to watch, C.J. Stroud down in Houston.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah. I throw him in the top five. Yeah. So
it's loaded in the AFC.
So the other one is here. I got to get some of these out of the way here before we start talking about camp. I got to ask you about what's more likely to happen this year. The Dolphins. And you wrote an article about this, about, hey, man, this is the 25th year. You got to win a friggin' playoff game. Is that more likely to happen to the Miami Hurricanes to get one of those top 12 spots in the playoffs?
Ooh, boy, I got to go Dolphins with this one, Joe. Here's the funny thing about that question, though, Joe, because I've been telling people, here's what I think about where the Dolphins are right now. I would compare it to, like, when UM first got into the ACC. And, you know, let's just say they go, you know, 10-3, but they lose to North Carolina, Clemson, and Florida State, and they beat somebody in the Gator Bowl, and they say, hey, we went 10-3, and we won a New Year's Day bowl game. And you go, yeah, but you lost to the biggest teams on your schedule. And I think that's kind of where the Dolphins are now, right? And you know I always bring up the 1-6 record against playoff teams. But that's kind of where I think the Dolphins are right now. That's, to me, that's kind of similar. Having said that, I think there's a better chance of the Dolphins winning a playoff game. If the Dolphins get a home playoff game, Joe, they're going to win a playoff game. They right. just have to get that home playoff game.
Yep. No, I've been saying that because that's how we did it. Every year we went to playoffs in the 80s, everything went through the Orange Bowl, which means we also lost some games trying to get to some Super Bowls as well. But I got to ask you this. What's better for your business? You're in all of it. You do podcasts. You write. You're doing it all. Tua to sign before camp or going to camp with no contract? What's better for your business? What gets you more hits?
Tua to sign. Tua to sign because I think it settles people down. I think if Tua does not sign, there's always this question and kind of this negativity over the organization, whether it's fans doubting Tua or fans doubting the organization. The best thing for our business, Joe, is for the Dolphins to have a united front, be together, and to move forward in one direction. Winning sells better than losing. I don't care what people think. Winning sells better than losing.
I agree with you, by the way. I'm with you.
Yeah, we need this team to win, and we need peace. We need a peaceful winning team, Joe. That's the best thing for our business, unity and victory.
Yeah, listen, everybody, I know recently you called some people out. I saw you had some of the Dolphin podcasters a little fired up about your comments about, you know, we got to get more out of you, Mike McDaniel. And so tell me about that and why you decided to go that route with 11 wins and 9 wins and 2 playoff losses.
Yeah, because, look, what the Dolphins have done so far has been – they've met expectations, right? Well, and actually, I would say this. They've met some regular season expectations by making it to the playoffs. But what have they done that have really surprised you? There's not much, right? That Baltimore victory 2 years ago where they get the 28-point fourth quarter, they beat Buffalo, that same year in that game where the week before, if I'm not mistaken, where Buffalo wilts in the heat here. But there's not a whole lot after that. They beat Dallas last year in 22-21 in a game where the offense produces one touchdown and Jason Sanders kicks 5 field goals. So, you know, you lose the 2 playoff games. Yes, you had a quarterback who led the league in passing yards and in passer rating. You had the number one offense. You've got this young, exciting, innovative, dynamic coach with this great offense with all the pre-snap motion. But you don't have a playoff win. So what have you really done? You don't have a division title. You don't have a first-round bye. What have you really done? So you've got to do something with all this talent. You've got to win a playoff game this year, or else how are we going to look back on this 3-year run? There's not going to be much to show for it, Joe. You've got to win playoff games. That's what it's all about.
Perk, I'm glad you said something because not everybody's sold on this, and I've been saying the same thing. They got a really good team again this year.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if it's a little bit better than last year's, a little bit worse. I don't know if it's there or not because you don't have Christian Wilkins. But it's a really damn good team. And even some of the veteran guys you've written about this, some of the guys they've been able to pick up for experience purposes and to add some depth to this team, I think some of these guys can still play. I think Poyer and Calais Campbell, I think some of those guys are really nice pickups.
They are. Look, Joe, I'll say this also. I've written that I think that their depth the previous 2 years has been a huge key to them making the playoffs. Not the number one key, but a huge key. We know the injuries they've had, right? And for the most part, these subs have come in and they've done their job and they've played well enough to get this team to the playoffs. So I do like the overall team. The talent is not going to be as good as it was last year or 2 years ago, but that's fine. You can still have a better outcome with lesser talent. And I'll say this also, I think that they're going to be relying on a lot of 30-somethings, perhaps too many when you consider Raheem Mostert, Teron Armstead, Calais Campbell, Jordan Poyer, Shaq Barrett, Tyreek and Jalen are 30, but we're not worried about them.
There's 9 or 10 guys in the 30-plus club, yes.
But, Joe, if you can – the big deal with those guys, because they can all contribute, you want them healthy in starting at Thanksgiving, right? So they're healthy for the late November, December, January.
Green Bay Packers,
hopefully the February playoff run. But, yeah, if you can keep those 30-somethings healthy, Joe, I think you've got a really good chance of winning a playoff game and getting a home playoff game. You've got to keep those guys as reasonably healthy as possible. And of course, Chubb and Phillips have to come back and make an impact. But I think they're set up pretty well to win a playoff game this year.
I got to get into Tua here for a second. Third year, yep. Same offense. They've added more speed. I think we're going to agree that's the best third outside wide receiver they've added to this team since Mike's been here with Odell Beckham Jr. He was yep. once upon a time a number one guy. And all the guys they can use inside and the tight end position, which you've written about, they've got more pass receivers there to get more production out of that thing. There is no reason that Tua shouldn't have even better year in the 30s and touchdowns and in the 5,000-plus yards throwing the ball. Do you agree?
Yes, that's true. Here's my thing with Tua. As I wrote, you know, I want to see some magic out of Tua. We've seen kind of the on-paper statistical stuff, right? As I said, he led the league in passer rating. He led the league in passer yards. People like me doubted whether he could make the deep throw. He's accomplished that. He shut me up in that area. We need to see make something happen like Josh Allen does, like Lamar Jackson does, like Patrick Mahomes does. Make some magic happen. And I'm not just talking about on the final play of the game or in the fourth quarter. Convert a second and four from your own 10-yard line. You know, keep this drive going. Make three or four magical plays throughout the drive and do that in the second quarter, the third quarter, the fourth quarter, like Josh Allen does, like Patrick Mahomes does, like Lamar Jackson does. Now, look, Josh Allen will also make those mistakes. He keeps both teams in the game, but he makes plays. And Tua did this at Alabama, Joe. We saw this. He came in for Jalen Hurts, and we were just like, wow, look at this dude. That's the Tua that I want to see again. He's got the tools. He's got the weapons. He can do all the statistical stuff that we need. He's lost the weight, so we expect his agility to be up. We want to see some magic from Tua. That's what I think is the final frontier for him.
If he doesn't get a contract, I think it's going to get done because I think they've gone too deep into this relationship to say, nah, we're not going to do it. What is he going to be like at camp if it doesn't look like the contract's close to getting done, a new one? What do you expect him to be like at camp? Is he all business and I'm out to, like, stick it on everybody? You think he's moping, a little upset? What do you think would be his reaction?
I think he's moping and a little upset from what we saw in minicamp. I think he's in his feelings right now. This is his first negotiation. There have probably been things that have been said to his representation that have gotten back to him. And I think that Tua kind of looks at this like, hold up, you guys talked all this big stuff, this great stuff about me to the media and preseason and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm trying to get my money and you're not saying the same thing. As a matter of fact, you're saying something totally different. And I think he has to understand that this is business.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Joe. I don't know if it's better for Tua to hold out, which, you know, you hold out of camp, you're subject to, I think, $50,000 a day fine, or not report. And here's why. The hold in, which he, you know, kind of did at minicamp, he didn't participate in 11-on-11. But, Joe, if it gets to that Atlanta joint practice on August 6th and he's not doing 11-on-11, the whole offense is going to be like, then why are we doing this? Like, we're you know, Mike White and Skylar Thompson are doing 11-on-11 and Tua's doing all the drills and he's sitting out. I think that would be very awkward and weird for Tua and the whole team. From that standpoint, he'd be better off just not reporting instead of, okay, I'm going to report and do everything but the most important stuff, right? I'm not going to do the joint practices. And I think that would be very awkward. That would be very interesting to see. But I think it's more likely that he does a hold-in, but that'll be interesting to see whether the hold-in or the hold-out would be the strategy if he doesn't get a contract.
See, I think he gets a deal done here pretty soon, don't you? You don't think they're going to drag this through and we got to
– But you know what, Joe? It's at this point, the way it looks and the way it's been portrayed, it's Tua has his price. How much are the Dolphins willing to give in? From the last that we heard from Tua personally, it doesn't sound like he has a whole lot of give in him. So I'm left to think, how much will the Dolphins give in? How much ground will they give as opposed to how much ground will Tua personally give? I don't know what Tua's representatives are thinking, but it sounded to me at minicamp like Tua was pretty dug in.
Wow.
The market is the market,
yeah,
right?
The market is the market. Yeah. Were you standing next to him? Was that your question? The market.
It wasn't my question, but I was standing right there next to him. Yeah, I was. It was a typical Chris Perkins deal where, hey, Tua, how you doing? Blah blah blah. Everything is, you know, cordial conversation, and then here comes Perk. All right, Tua, what about the contract? And you know,
yeah. The market is the market.
Yeah, and you got that one. There you have it. Yeah.
Yeah. Forget the niceties. Let's get down to business.
Well, Perk, this. Man, I'm with everybody else. Hell, the coach knows about it too. He's putting apparently 24 at the end of everything when it comes to meeting times and field times, and so anybody going out there, you know, it'll be 24 at the end. So we'll see. He's talking about it. I think it's good. I don't have a problem with it. They just got to find a way to get it done. We got to find out if Tua's got another gear to his game to finish out games in a two-minute drill, to finish, tie a game up late in the fourth quarter, let a couple of those get away, and see if he can't work some of that magic that you're talking about where he's got to play better in those big games. So I'm with you, Perk. Hey, thank you. Always appreciate it.
All right, Big Joe. Hey, we didn't even get to, I was going to drop a juicy nugget on you, and I will now that we're running out of time. You know, last time you called and asked about my social life, the ex was actually over here, so I couldn't say anything. But, I could have talked about it today, but we're out of time.
No.
I will talk to you next time.
No, hey, Perk.
I gotta go,
no,
man.
No, I know you do. No, Perk,
you
I know.
You got fart out right here.
Perk, I didn't do it because Woody has been giving me a hard time. Like, why are you always in Perk's business? Did you get back with somebody?
No.
Oh, you didn't get back.
I really don't want to talk about it, Joe.
Did you meet some? No, screw you, Perk. That's wrong. No, Perk, I've known you too long. Whether I screwed like, did you meet somebody? Did you go on one of these? Because I know Omar's all over that swiping stuff. Did you go through one of those date apps?
Not yet. I've still got options out there. Right? That's going to be the last resort. Even though it should be the first resort nowadays, it should be my first choice, but I'm still meeting people, so I'm still okay there. Just haven't met.
Well, I think you're old school, though. I think you're like me. Yeah. I like to have if I was single, I'd want to go out and meet people and talk to them in person, you know, and buy them a drink and sit and talk. I don't know about that swiping thing. I saw Omar go through that, and I
Omar loves that.
Oh, man.
That's his style. Yeah. That's his style.
I'm always
that's the way Omar likes to do it. Joe, you and me are the traditionalists. I don't know if it's the most efficient way, but I feel there's some honor in the way I'm doing it for some stupid reason, Joe. I'm probably totally wrong and misguided, Joe. Probably doing way too much work.
Hey.
That's how I feel.
All right. Hey, Perk, thank you, man. I'll see
Big
you.
Joe, anytime, man. Right. Talk to you.
Chris Perkins joining us from the Sun Sentinel. Getting all fired up and ready to go. Listen, Perk is old school, boy. He came in some morning like, Perk, you look like you're, oh, man, we hit it hard last night. It's going to be a rough game day around here, Joe. I'll tell you what, I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic a lot, ED, low T. I hope you're not going through it. I did. I did about 6 months ago, and it got knocked out quickly. Atlantic Men's Clinic, boy, did they keep their word. I didn't even want to. I've said this to everybody in the station, goes, would you go down and meet with them? I go, I really don't want to, man. I said, I know that things are slowing down and I'm tired all the time, yes, and my sex drive is not where I'd like it to be. I mean, that's embarrassing to say that in front of the saleswomen. And they go, oh, God, Joe, they go, well, just go meet with them. I did. Best thing I ever did, man. I'm like you. I didn't really want to face this. But I got to tell you, I scheduled a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit, by the way, includes a medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, obtaining a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Listen, the first meeting is the most important one. You decide if you want to do it or not. They're going to explain what you're going through. You got to be honest. And then they'll get all the numbers on everything, and they'll know. They'll know about low T, and boy, that ED stuff too, because while you're talking about how you're tired all the time, you can be honest and tell them your sex drive is gone as well. It's very normal, and it happens to every man at some point. Hopefully, it's not in the 40s and 50s like some of my brothers that are going there right now. I see some young dudes in there going, Really? You got it too? Hey, listen, nobody's proud of it. I'm just talking about a way to privately knock it out, and nobody's going to help you and do a better job. This is what they do. Atlantic Men's Clinic, great people, friendly people, knowledgeable people with great results. Atlantic Men's Clinic can do it for you. Six locations throughout South Florida, 877-455-7300. You didn't write it down. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.